32 yeas, 6 nays, 2 excused.
So, House Committee Substitute for Sponsor Substitute for Senate Bill Number 659 has passed the House. Mr. Bradner.
Speaker, I'd move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call on House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 659 be the roll call on the effective date.
Mr. Bradner moves and asks unanimous consent that the roll call be considered the roll call on the effective date clause. Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Mr. Bradner will need a roll call motion on the amendment of the rules of civil procedure as well.
Mr. Speaker, I would move that the roll call on House Committee Substitute Sponsor Substitute Senate Bill 659 be considered the roll call on the court rule clause contained in Senate Bill 659.
Mr. Bradner moves and asks unanimous consent that the roll call on House Committee Substitute for Sponsor Substitute for Senate Bill Number 659 be considered the roll call on the amendment of the Rule 67 of the Rules of Civil Procedure clause. Hearing no objection, so ordered. House, please stand at ease.
House, come to order. This does bring us to the end of our calendar. We do have two resolutions. This time, however, the chair would like to appoint a conference committee on committee substitute for House Bill 877. It's been pending on the limbo list for some time. It looked as if the Senate, due to other arrangements, would just recede, but now there's some new complications, so we'll appoint a conference committee composed of Mr. Gardner, Mr. Greening, and Mr. Bradner, with Mr. Gardner being chairman. That's CSHB 877. It's a salary schedule and cost of living increase for non-bargaining unit employees. Clerk, read the next item on the calendar. Clerk, read the
Mr. Brown. I misunderstood.
Clerk, read the next item on the calendar.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 68 amended by Ferguson relating to construction of a road between Noatuck and Navajoic and to the Norvik Gravel Source Road. The Committee on State Affairs has had Senate Concurrent Resolution 68 amended under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. McKinnon, Chairman, concurred in by Miller, McKinnon, Parker, Wallace, H. Byrne, M. Byrne, and Fisher. I have no amendments on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Question is, shall Senate Concurrent Resolution 68 pass the House? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Senate Concurrent Resolution 68 has passed the House. Will the clerk read the next item?
House Concurrent Resolution Number 154 by all members of the House, congratulating Marge Heiser on the occasion of her retirement.
Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Brown.
Speaker, I know we're rushing along here. I just thought I'd point out to some of the members that sometimes on these resolutions we don't read them, unfortunately. I think that whoever drafted the resolution here came up with a very nice thought, and Mrs. Heiser is one of the invisible people who I guess has been performing this major function for many, many years with the legislature, and it might be interesting if fellow members are reading other things, they could read the resolution. I strongly support the resolution. It was a privilege as a freshman member of Legislative Council to get to know some of the really senior staffers in the agency.
Any other discussion? Question is, shall House Concurrent Resolution 154 pass the House? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Resolution is passed unanimously. Mr. Miller.
Mr. Speaker, earlier today there was distributed House Resolution 8, and it's on all members' desks, memorializing a very fine gentleman who died, the former mayor of Haines, Willard Seeley. I'll ask Mr. Speaker at this time that H.R. 8 be brought up as a special order of business.
It'll be brought up as a special order of business. Clerk will read the resolution.
Resolution House Resolution Number 8 by the Rules Committee, paying tribute to Willard Seal.
Resolutions before you for discussion. Question is, shall House Resolution 8 pass the House? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed. Resolution is passed unanimously. Mr. Miller?
Yes, any member wishes to make announcements, I'll make an adjournment motion now.
Mr. Gardner?
The Judiciary Committee will be having an a meeting immediately upon adjournment.
Mr. Parker? House Standees? I understand I can order. Mr. Miller?
Mr. Speaker, there's a little bit of a question as to what the other body is doing, whether they recessed or adjourned for the day, and that might have some bearing on what we decide to do. So at the present time, Mr. Speaker, I'll just move that we stand in recess for 15 minutes.
Mr. Gardner?
Mr. Speaker, during this recess, the House Judiciary Committee will be meeting in the House Judiciary Committee room on Senate Bill 677.
We will try to get you back in here in 15 minutes and let you know what's going on, so either we go to dinner or, you know, wrap it up for the night, whatever the situation is. So please don't wander off, because we'd like to finish up maybe a couple of messages, and then we can go to dinner or else adjourn for the evening, depending on what the situation is. So hearing no objection, the House is in recess 15 minutes. House come to order. Mr. Miller?
Mr. Speaker, I'll move first that we go back on the calendar to communications from the other body.
Clerk, revert to communications, please.
Mr. Speaker, the Senate has passed committee substitute for House Bill Number 528, Finance, amended, reengrossed, Division of Marine Transportation and Department of Public Works, with the following amendment. Senate committee substitute for committee substitute for House Bill Number 528, Finance, Transportation Services and Planning, and it is transmitted herewith for consideration. The Senate has passed committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill Number 531, amended, Freedom of Public Information, changing Rules 54, 65, and 82 of Civil Rules of Court and Rule 13 of Administrative Rules of Court, with the following amendment. Senate committee substitute for committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill Number 531, amended, Senate, and is transmitted herewith for consideration. The Senate has passed committee substitute for House Bill Number 769, log brands, with the following amendment. Page 4, line 11, delete all language after effect and insert in lieu thereof July 1, 1977. And so, committee substitute for House Bill Number 769, amended, Senate, is transmitted herewith for consideration. The President has appointed the following members to a conference committee with powers of free conference to meet with the like committee from the House to consider Senate committee substitute for House Bill Number 139, amended by the Senate, rental and leasing of state land, and House Bill Number 139, rental adjustment on land leased for extraction of natural resources. Senator Chance, Chairman, Senator Rohde, Senator Sackett. I have no further messages from the Senate, Mr. Speaker.
Miller.
Speaker, we again have several, in fact, there's quite a number of bills in limbo. Mr. Speaker, I'll first note that the Senate passed a committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill 531, amended, Freedom of Information Act. My understanding, Mr. Parr is not here, but my understanding is that what the other body came up with is not satisfactory. I'll therefore move, Mr. Speaker, that we concur in the Senate amendment, namely Senate committee substitute for committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill 531, but I'll ask the members to vote no.
Question is, should the House concur in the Senate amendments to House Bill 531? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
No.
The House has failed to concur, and the Chair will appoint a free conference committee composed of Mr. Parr, Mr. Brown, Mr. Eliason, Mr. Parr being chairman. Mr. Miller.
Mr. Speaker, the Senate has passed a committee substitute for House Bill 528, which left this House as a finance committee substitute with a title dealing only with marine transportation. The Senate has passed a Senate committee substitute for committee substitute for House Bill 528. Under new title, Transportation Services and Planning. This is our Marine Highway Review Board, Mr. Speaker, and which is sponsored by Representative Gardner and myself. The provisions of the Senate are such, what they've done was take some of the functions from the proposed DOT bill relative to legislative oversight and public hearing process, and also a very small paragraph relating to the ability of the Division of Lands to provide for roads in a state park. And Mr. Gardner and I find all these amendments perfectly acceptable, so I'll therefore move, Mr. Speaker, that this body concur in the Senate committee substitute for committee substitute for House Bill 528 and ask the members to vote yes.
Objections noted. Mr.
Could we have just a short at ease?
House will be at ease. House come to order. Mr.
Mr. Speaker, I'll make one correction and then withdraw the motion. I said that they're given road building authority within parks to Division of Lands. That's harkening back to the days when parks was part of lands. I should have said to the Division of Parks. At Mr. Freeman's request, Mr. Speaker, I'll hold that consideration of this concurrence over until tomorrow.
Without objection.
Mr. Speaker, the Senate has passed committee substitute for House Bill number 769 relative to log brands with only a minor amendment. They put in what amounts to an effective date of July 1st, 1977, which is an amendment of no consequence whatsoever. So I'll move that this body concur in the Senate amendment to committee substitute for House Bill number 769 and ask the members to vote yes.
Question is, should the House concur in the Senate amendments to House Bill number 769? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed. House has concurred in the Senate amendments. The clerk will notify the Senate. Mr. Miller.
The free conference committee, which has been considering House Bill 723, residential homestead exemptions, has met and recommends that it be replaced
Mr.
with
Miller, some of these haven't been read in yet.
Move at this time, Mr. Speaker, that we revert to special committee reports.
Without objection, we'll revert to special committee reports.
The conference committee with powers of free conference, which has had committee substitute for sponsor substitute for Senate Bill number 335, and House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Sponsor Substitute for Senate Bill number 335 Rules, amended House under consideration, recommends that Free Conference Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Sponsor Substitute for Senate Bill number 335, Sport Fishing, Hunting, and Trapping Licenses and Fees with an Effective Date, be adopted. The report was signed by Senate members Poland, Meland, and Tillian, House members Anderson, Specking, and Gardner. The Conference Committee with Powers of Free Conference, which has had Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 580 and House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 580 under consideration, recommends that Free Conference Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 580, providing for the issuance of GO bonds in the amount of $53,360,000 for the purpose of paying the cost of highway, ferry, and local service roads and trails construction, and constructing and equipping highway maintenance facilities, be it a due pass. The report was signed by Senate members Kurtula, Rohde, and Sackett, House members Malone, Greening, and Haugen. The Conference Committee with Powers of Free Conference, which has had Senate Bill number 654 amended and Senate Bill number 654 amended by the House under consideration, recommends that Senate Bill number 654 amended Free Conference Committee be adopted with the attached fiscal note and with the intent that that plan would lead to a reduction in administrative costs of implementing existing programs by consolidating existing programs where possible. Signed by the Senate members Chance, Ferguson, and Bradley, House members Sullivan, Parr, and Hackney signed, Sullivan and Parr, and Mr. Hackney signed, do not concur. The Conference Committee with Powers of Free Conference, which has had Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 666, and House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 666, amended House under consideration, recommends that Free Conference Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 666, Motorcycle Safety, be adopted. The report was signed by the Senate members Huber, Orsini, and Butrovich, House members Sullivan, Embern, and Rudd. The Conference Committee with Powers of Free Conference, which has had Committee Substitute for House Bill 588 amended, Occupational Safety, Health, and Health, and Committee Substitute for House Bill 588 amended, Senate under consideration, recommends that committee substitute for House Bill Number 588, amended Senate, be amended as follows. Page 1, line 29, before hospitalization, insert overnight. Page 2, line 7, delete no, substitute, in the event of an employment accident which is fatal to one or more employees, or which results in the overnight hospitalization of two or more employees, no, a comma, no. And that committee substitute for House Bill Number 588, amended Senate, amended by the free conference, no, it would be Number 588, amended free conference committee, be adopted. The report was signed by Senate members Willis, Rohde, and Coletta. House members Smith, McKinnon, and Urien. The conference committee with powers of free conference, which has had House Bill 139 and Senate committee substitute for House Bill 139, amended Senate, rental leasing of state land, under consideration, recommends that free conference committee substitute for Senate committee substitute for House Bill Number 139 be adopted. The report was signed by Senate members Rohde, Chance, and Mr. Sackett was not concurring. House members assigning were Greening, Smith, and Hershberger. The conference committee with powers of free conference, which has had House Bill 723 and House Bill 723 amended Senate, residential homestead exemption, under consideration, recommends that it be replaced with free conference committee substitute for House Bill Number 723 with the same title and that it be adopted. The report was signed by the Senate members Ziegler, Rohde, and Croft, House members Parker, McKinnon, and Hershberger. I have no further conference committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Speaker, not necessarily in the same order that the clerk just read these, but I'll move that this body concur in the free conference committee report adopting free conference committee substitute for House Bill 723, residential homestead exemptions.
Question is, should the House adopt the conference committee report for committee substitute for House Bill 723? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed. House has adopted the free conference committee report. Mr. Miller.
Mr. Speaker, I'll ask that the members adopt the report of the free conference committee on committee substitute for House Bill 588, Occupational Safety and Health. The amendments that are endorsed by the free conference committee have been distributed to members. Therefore, Mr. Speaker, I will move at this time that we concur in the proposed amendments and that we adopt committee substitute for House Bill 588, amended in the Senate and amended by the free conference committee.
Mr. Miller, is that a free conference committee report now?
That is a free conference committee report. They proposed it in an amendment form, and that the committee substitute for House Bill 588, amended Senate, amended free conference committee, be adopted.
Question is, should the free conference committee report, proposed amendments, committee substitute for House Bill 588, be adopted? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed. The House has adopted the FCC amendments. Mr. Miller.
Mr. Speaker, I'll ask that this body adopt the free conference committee substitute for House committee substitute for committee substitute for Senate Bill 580, bonds for highway, ferry, and local service roads and trails, in the amount of $53,360,000. And Mr. Speaker, I'll move that we concur in that report thus and adopt the free conference committee substitute for Senate Bill 580.
Question is, should the House adopt the free conference committee report in Senate Bill Number 580? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed. House has adopted the FCC report. Mr. Miller.
Mr. Speaker. excuse me, I was requested to hold this one. Mr. Speaker, I'll ask that this body adopt the free conference committee report, thus adopting free conference committee substitute for House committee substitute for committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 666 on motorcycle safety.
Is there any discussion, Mr. Urien?
Could we read have the committee report read on that again?
How long does it take? Clerk, read the committee report.
The conference committee with powers of free conference, which has had committee substitute for Senate Bill number 666, Motorcycle Safety, and House committee substitute for committee substitute for Senate Bill number 666, amended House under consideration, recommends that free conference committee substitute for House committee substitute for CS for Senate Bill number 666, same title, be adopted. The report was signed by the Senate members Huber, Orsini, and Butrovich, House members Sullivan, Embern, and Rudd.
Is there any discussion? Question is, shall the free conference committee report be adopted? Mr. Freeman. House be at ease. Question is, shall the free conference committee report to committee substitute for House Bill 666 be adopted? Is that a House bill or Senate bill?
It's a Senate bill.
Senate Bill 666 be adopted. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
No.
The question is, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill number 666 be adopted? Members may proceed to vote. Any member failed to vote, clerk will close the roll. Does any member wish to change their vote? Mr. Knott and Mr. Rossi, anybody else? Clerk may take the roll.
Yeas, 13 nays, 14 excused.
And the free conference committee report has not been adopted. Mr. Miller, Mrs. Sullivan.
Mr. Speaker, may we be at ease?
House be at ease. Come to order. We have had a minimal number of people on the floor, and the free conference committee report is still open to a rescinding action. We send messages back to the Senate. So I've asked the clerk not to send a message immediately back to the Senate, and later on when more people are present, we'll have another fairer crack at it. Mr. Freeman.
Mr. Speaker, is there any possible way we could hold this till the last minute before adjournment so that we do it once and get it over with?
So it will be before us tomorrow when greater number of
people.
No, we don't. It holds itself. Mr. Miller.
Speaker, I've been forgetting to place a motion all day long. I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent, Mr. Speaker, to bring up my reconsideration of House Bill 529, and I'm going to make a referral motion.
Brings 529 automatically before us. Mr. Miller.
Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent that House Bill 529 Senate Bill 529 be referred to Rules Committee.
No objection. House Bill 529 is referred to Rules.
Mr. Stand at ease, Mr. Speaker.
House stand at ease. House come to order. Mr. Miller, try to move as quickly as possible and get us out of here. Mr. Miller.
Renew the motion I made earlier. Mr. Freeman had requested that we hold over consideration of 528, the Marine Highway Advisory Board bill, until he'd had an opportunity to check with Mr. Gardner. He has done so and has no objection now to bring it up at this time. So, Mr. Speaker, I'll move that this body concur in the Senate committee substitute for committee substitute for House Bill 528, and I'll ask the members to vote yes.
Clerk, put the bill on the board. Question is, should the House concur in the Senate amendments to committee substitute for House Bill 528? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? House has adopted the concurred in the Senate amendments. The clerk will notify the Senate. Mr. Miller.
Mr. Speaker, we have a couple more concurring things, but I think in the interest of time, we'll just make one more and get us out of here. We considered this morning House Bill, Senate committee substitute for committee substitute for House Bill 665. The health planning thing, which subsection B, it's section 3 and all that good stuff. The motion we now prepared to properly do this, I move to concur, Mr. Speaker, in the Senate amendments to Section 5 and ask the Senate to recede from all other amendments.
Question is, should the House concur in the Senate amendments to Section 5 and request the Senate to recede from all other amendments? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? The motion carries. Clerk will so notify the Senate. Mr. Miller. Mrs. Ostrowski.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to serve notice of reconsideration on Senate Bill 518.
Your reconsideration is noted. Which bill is that, Mrs. Ostrowski, for the... Oh, U of A. Okay. Mr. Hackney.
Mr. Speaker, under unfinished business, I'd like to bring up my reconsideration of Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 101. I've talked to the...
SCR 101 automatically before us.
That's relating to a study of alternative oil and gas leasing and taxing policies. I've talked with the chairman of the House Finance Committee, and he tells me that the fiscal note on this is about $90,000. I'm satisfied with that and ready to vote.
Question is, should Senate Concurrent Resolution 101 pass the House? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? SCR 101 has passed the House. Mr. Miller.
I'll ask unanimous consent this body stand in adjournment till 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
That objection, when adjournment till 10 a.m.